Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Jelly Roll's not okay.
I am not okay.
No, he's not.
I'm barely.
Especially after he played some shows in Australia. Well, he was in Australia. He was mistreated, he says, at the Louis Vuitton store. And he was so mad about how he was treated that he took to social media and he posted this video.
Hey, man, the Louis Vuitton in Sydney legitimately just treated us like we were finna come in there and rob that place. I have never been looked at more like a criminal. Listen, the last time I was looked at like a criminal this bad, I was an actual criminal this bad.
I mean, that is funny. It's a funny take on it. But like, if you're going to talk about like profiling people, now, obviously, people shouldn't be profiled based on their gender or their ethnicity. But on choices that you make with your body, I'm not exactly opposed to profiling people like that. I'm not. How do you guys feel about the Louis Vuitton store treating Jelly Roll like a criminal?
Okay, so I'm actually sort of, it is funny that like he was a criminal. Like he is a felon.
He's a felon. He only recently was allowed to leave the country.
There is something about people that look like him now though, that like have facial tattoos, that it's almost like makes me think they do have money now.
I don't.
Okay, but hear me out and here's why. It seems like the only people that can get through life with a bunch of facial tattoos and like have money are celebrities. So if I see somebody with a whole bunch of facial tattoos, my first instinct is, are they a celebrity?
You should see, tell that to the guy that I saw just a couple days ago on 65 picking up cans. I didn't think he was a celebrity and he had a bunch of facial tattoos.
Like, how'd you see his facial tattoos?
Because I was sitting in traffic on 65.
You're on traffic. Yeah.
So like, I don't know. I think that if you have facial tattoos, and this is coming from somebody who has tattoos, but if you put them on your face, it says to the world, I make bad decisions.
Or it doesn't matter what, like, it doesn't matter what the world thinks because I have so much money. I have so much money that I can put tattoos on my face and be fine. That's almost what it's turning into to me.
Kevin, how do you feel about this?
I'm not one to judge, but if Jelly Roll walked in, I would be a little scared.
If you didn't know who he was, right?
Yeah.
If you have no idea who Jelly Roll is, you think he's a criminal. Like, you think, here comes a guy who looks shifty at least. He looks like
feel
somebody.
Like there are people that wander into Louis Vuitton stores that like have grills and all these different things and absolutely can throw down thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars and walk away.
It's certainly not the norm. It's certainly not the clientele that they're used to dealing with day in, day out.
Also, I doubt he walked in by himself.
No, I'm sure he had an entourage.
That doesn't tell you he's a celebrity also.
Right.
Okay, but what if that entourage just decides to pull out hammers and start snatching and grabbing? That happens too.
Okay, but when they don't do that.
Well, at what point are they? I mean, there's lots of snatch and grab videos out there where, like, they walk in like they're customers and then start snatching and grabbing.
You know you sound so bad right now, right?
Do I?
Yes!
In what way?
There was a time when somebody that looked like you,
yeah,
if you had tattoos and were wearing your high-top Doc Martens, people would have thought that you were a criminal. Just strictly because you had those shoes and tattoos.
Right.
And people would have thought you were a Nazi. Strictly based on the way you looked.
A Nazi?
Well, with the black jeans, black shirt, like high top black Doc Martens.
Oh.
There is absolutely a time when, and if people were saying that about you, you'd be like, this is horrible, you guys.
Well, but at the same time, though, I guess there would also be part of me that would be like, I mean, they're not used to seeing people like me. Like, they're just not used to seeing me. Like, text messages coming into 916-909-1065. You're right, Katie. People with facial tattoos seem to have money because why else would they not care about how they
that's
look?
That's exactly.
I mean, I guess that's true. Here's another one. I'm with Gavin. Another text message. Louis Vuitton thought they were going to be the next heist victims. Somebody says, as a retail person, I only feel relief after the group of guys all together actually leave without hammering the jewelry cases. That's a good point, and that's from a retail worker.
Is that more about like, the fact that they're men?
Yeah, like, I mean, maybe.
That is a group that I will absolutely stereotype.
But anyway, keep the text messages coming in, though, to 916-909-1065.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.